This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Peter Opelt, economist with the Kansas Department of Agriculture, joins us. And Peter, of course, the Kansas Department of Agriculture in charge of the state's five grain commodity commissions elections, and that includes the Soybean Commission election as well. But you have some changes to the upcoming elections, too.
This year, we are introducing an online petition available for eligible growers who would like to run for the Commodity Commission. In the past, it has been a paper petition only, where the grower would have to print out a packet of signature forms and things like that to go around and physically collect all the signatures. But this year, we have developed an online portal that's available through our website that an eligible grower can go online and create an account and then share a URL with any of their partners or friends that live in their district, that they can then go online, enter their information, and sign a petition just as if they would on a paper form.
Now, you do have some rules with that as well concerning number of signatures and how many signatures from any one county that they can get.
A grower, in order to become an eligible candidate, has to collect a total of 20 signatures, and only 5 signatures from any one county can count towards that total. Now, a grower can collect more than 20 signatures and say have a total of 24 signatures and some counties that have 6 signatures from that county, and that's still okay, and we do encourage that just to ensure that all of the signatures are eligible to be counted towards that total. They have to be involved in growing whichever crop they would like to run or vote for. So if they want to run for the Soybean Commission, they have to have been involved in growing soybeans in the last 3 years. So that includes physically working the land or an ownership partnership kind of deal.
And the paper candidate registration packets are still available too?
Correct. You can do one or both or any combination of the two. If you don't think you'll be able to get enough signatures either on paper or online, the paper petitions do have to be postmarked by November 30th, and the website for the online petitions will close on that day as well.
Which part of the state is the upcoming election covering?
This year, it is the western third of the state, so that would be in districts 1, 2, and 3.
And if they want more information, they can just go to the website?
Yes, it's agriculture.ks.gov/commodity-commissions, all one word.
That is Peter Opelt, economist with the Kansas Department of Agriculture, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff. Progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.